they built this fort of stone above the Hudson to guard against intruders. There were cannons in these walls, but now it's just a park where we can come and bring the children on a clear, sunny morning in the fall. The reason for this fortress was the threat of foreign warships. And though these walls were ready, no gunboats reached our shores. But you kids can climb the tower and look out across the harbor and imagine being lookouts for the enemy at war. But you never see it coming anymore. Now we're on the front lines, like stepping over landmines, not beneath our footsteps, but never far away. And now the possibility, the presence of the enemy, it could be any city, maybe any peaceful day. It's a clear, sunny morning, but it's nothing like before, 'cause you never see it coming anymore. It's a different kind of peace, 'cause it's a different kind of war, and you never see it coming anymore. These kids have learned some history, and they know what warfare used to be. Tanks and guns and soldiers that moved across the land, with strategies and battle lines converging at a place and time. And lives were lost for reasons that the world could understand. On the History Channel, war can look exactly like before, when you were certain it was over by the ticker tape parade. They could come back home to safety, they could celebrate the victory, and the landmines were all buried across the ocean far away. But a different kind of war has reached our shore, and you never see it coming anymore. Now we're on the front lines, like stepping over landmines, not beneath this pavement, but never far away. And hear the possibility, the presence of the enemy. Could be any city, maybe any peaceful day. It's a clear, sunny morning, but it's nothing like before, 'cause you never see it coming anymore. It's a different kind of peace, 'cause it's a different kind of war, and you never see it coming anymore.